of Kinem, fifth Mishnah. Chata shenisalva v'choyva, ein kosher ela minyan chata shebechoyva. Okay, the chata is like a mixed into a bunch of kinem that were not yet specified, so we can only be machshir machatchila the amount of chatois that you had in the choyva. Why? Because if you do more than that amount, we have a concern that maybe you're bringing one of the oilers of the choyva as a chatas, which is no good. So if you had, let's say, four birds, two of them are supposed to be chatas, and now another chatas got mixed into it, you can only bring two birds as a chatas, and that's it. Choyva shnayim v'chatas, mech se kosher, mech se posel. Yeah, so there's various explanations. We'll go with the Rav's explanation over here, which is talking about that even though we said when a chatas got mixed with a choiva, you can only be marsha like the amount of chatos you have in the choiva, sometimes you could get even less than that. What's an example? Choiva shnai v'chatas, that you have a case of two kinim and that she was a mechuyv to bring, and they have twice as much chatois than they do have oilas. How could that be? It was makriv one oila ready. Now what's left is two chatois and one oila. So the way he's learning pshat is choyvish nam b'chatos means that there's twice as many chatois in the choyv than there is oila. Mech se kosher, mech se posel. Over here, talking about case afterwards, you have these four birds, and now Nisar of Achatis into this situation. So it could be makriv two chatois. Starting from the beginning again. Chata shnayim b'choyva means it was the other way around. You started off with four birds, two is supposed to be chatas and two oila, and you were makriv one the chatois. So now you have one chatas left and two oilas. Amin shesheh b'choyva kosher, which means that the amount of chatois left in the choyva is kosher, which means you can only be makriv one bird the chatas. Why? Because you're going to bring two birds for chatas, maybe both of those birds are from the choyva, and within that choyva you're only entitled to bring one more chatas. So there, if you can only bring one chatas. The opposite case will be the same dinim. That if you have a case of oilas, that one oila got mixed into a choiva, so that's the regular din of if one bird got, if the choiva has one bird, then you can only be makriv one bird out of the three as an oila, because if you do more than that, you may be doing the one that's supposed to be a chatas. If you have a situation that from the four birds of the oila of the choiva, you're makriv one chatas, and you have twice as much oilas as you have chatas, and now an oila got mixed into it. Mechta kosher, mechta posel. You're allowed to bring two birds as an oila, because either way you go, two out of these birds can be an oila. Either it's two from the choiva, or one from the choiva, and one from the one that got mixed in. Oil shnayim v'choiva, but if it's the other way around, that you have two chatois and one oila there, and then an oila got mixed into it, then yamin yishem v'choiva kosher, only the amount of oilas that remained in the choiva is kosher, which means there's only one which is left, and that one which is left, only one bird can be brought as an oila, more than they can bring.